Well, regardless of how much you love your job, there will no doubt be the occasional moment where you lack motivation. The good news is that Life Coach, author and speaker Sally Tebow has four very simple tips to help us stay motivated at work. Hello, Sally.
Hello, Tim.
Well, let me just explore this for a moment before we jump into the tips. What in your business as Life Coach, what do you think are some of the main causes of us feeling unmotivated?
Number one, I think, is overwhelm. I think that's the number one issue, is overwhelm. I also think underemployment. You know, perhaps you're in a job that really isn't extending you. You can't see a clear pathway to, say, perhaps a promotion or doing something different. Mm. And the other thing is really kind of being a square peg in a round hole. You know, sometimes you're doing a job and you liked it at the beginning, but the more you get into it, the more you realize it's not where you want to be.
Right. So there's going to be the moments where the initial joy or passion can't be sustained. Mm-hmm. How do we know if it's just a momentary lack of motivation or an indicator perhaps of something else? What might be the indicators that might indicate that it might be something else?
I think if you've got times where you're dreading Mondays and it goes on for a long period of time, we all have those days when we're dreading Mondays. You know, we might have had a very good weekend or a big weekend, or oftentimes after holidays, you know, you can fall into that, that kind of drudgery feeling again. And that's okay. That's pretty normal. But if it goes on for 2 or 3 months, I'd be looking at reviewing your options, let's say that.
Okay. My special guest is Life Coach, author and speaker Sally Tebow. Four simple things now to help us stay motivated at work. The first one is, ironically, build personal relationships.
Yeah, you know, there was a survey done a couple of years ago in Australia that showed a growing number of Australian workers are eating lunch at their desk, so they continue working on, or won't break for coffee. Now, those breaks are important, not only to help you with your brain, giving your brain a break, but also to build those personal relationships at work. Sometimes you can feel really isolating, especially if you're working in an area that's kind of, you know, cubicles, where you don't see anybody else, or you might be, as probably you do, working on your own a lot. It can feel quite demotivating. So to build that those strong relationships with others, I think, is really important.
Number two, work out before you go to work.
Interesting that according to the Mayo Clinic, working out in the morning causes your whole cardiovascular system to work more efficiently, ups your energy level for the whole day. Hmm. So when you get to work, you'll actually be more fully awake and more alert versus rolling out of bed 30 minutes before showing up, you know,
which
halfway.
We've never done, Sally. We just don't do that. We're much more professional than that.
Well, that's right. I like to think that.
Number three, create a to-do list every day. Now, this is obviously a work to-do list.
Oh, I love this. Even though I have, you know, an online calendar, I have all that, you know, planning stuff. I love the writing down on my to-do list every day and then crossing it off as I complete it. At the end of the day, there's that sense of achievement.
Yes.
And I think that's really motivating. And I always suggest to people, do the hard things first. Mm. Do the things you don't like first, because that will really elevate your motivation. But then just to check in at the end of the day, gosh, I have, you know, sometimes you can think I haven't achieved anything, but when you've got this list, it gives you that sense of fulfillment, I think.
Sure. And I love the last one. It's almost ironic, isn't it? Plan your weekends and your holidays. But hold on, we're talking about being motivated at work. Now you're telling me to go and plan my weekend and get away. What's happening?
Yeah, that's right. We've all got something to look forward to. You know, one of the things I find is that for many people, they're very, very busy at work, and our weekends are very precious. Sometimes we can forget that we really do need to plan them. We need to plan when we're catching up with friends. Mm. We need to plan when we're catching up with families. We need to contact and talk to our family on the phone, and sometimes that can only happen at the weekends. And it's just as much as good to schedule downtime. You know, okay, when am I going to go for that walk I said I was going to go for? Or when am I going to catch up with friends? As well as sort of productive things like getting the washing done.
Yep.
You know, plan that well. But also the other thing is to plan your holidays. Mm. Sometimes the motivation at work can be that you're actually going to have enough money at the end of the year to go on a really good holiday. Mm. And if you know that you're saving for something, like a good holiday or to buy yourself something even at the end of the year, if you're planning for that, that can give you that little bit more motivation to stick out those days at work.
Plan your weekends and your holidays, create a to-do list every day, work out before you go to work, and build personal relationships. Four tips there from Life Coach, author and speaker Sally Tebow about how to stay motivated at work. You can find out more on this and other topics at Sally's website, sallytebow.com.au. Tebow is T-H-I-B-O-W. B-A-U-L-T. As always, thank you, Sally. We will talk soon. In the meantime, stay motivated.
I will, Tim. Thank you.